200 people braved a snowstorm to attend a noon mass at St. Michael's Cathedral in Springfield, where Bishop Timothy McDonald declared it a day to rejoice.
Because I think in Pope Francis we have a fantastic man. He really is. He's touched the hearts of so many.
The mass in Springfield took place several hours after the installation mass for the new pope was held under bright blue skies in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican. The crowd there was estimated at between 150,000 to 200,000 people. Bishop McDonald pointed to a moment during the ceremony in Rome when the Pope left his vehicle to bless a disabled man.
It just speaks as to who the person is, and I think his message is simple. Put Christ at the center and serve each other.
Pope Francis has demonstrated a common man's touch in his early days as leader of the world's Catholics. It's impressed Dave Vigneault, a regular parishioner at St. Michael's.
I like Pope Benedict, but he was an intellectual and a professor. And this pope is hands-on and visits the poor. And for example, though it takes the church's position on gay marriage, he washed the feet of AIDS victims.
No one is more overjoyed with the new pope than Latino Catholics who are celebrating the first pontiff from Latin America. Andres Lopez is director of Latino ministry.
Personally, it brings my faith more deep, a deeper faith. And also I believe that with the sense of humbleness that Pope Francis brings and peace and unity, is going to be a new era in the Catholic Church.
Pope Francis, who hails from Argentina, during his homily in Rome, urged people to protect the environment, the weakest, and the poor. Father William Parmelo, a senior correspondent with Catholic Communications, said the Pope's priorities are not new.
Pope Francis said in a very simple, clear way, a short way, that environmental justice and economic justice are major issues in the world and major concerns of the church. Many Catholics in the United States are barely aware of that. But I think the way he delivered that message this morning makes it crystal clear. And these are things that are going to be priorities for him.
Could there be a new emphasis on social justice issues in the American Catholic Church?
Actually, there's a lot going on already in the pews. Sometimes it's people in the media who like to talk about Humanae Vitae or abortion or gay marriage. And those are important issues, but they're not the only issues. And I think if you go in the parish churches, you're hearing all these other issues brought up already. But I think now it's going to be much more viable. And I think what's going to change is you're going to have people in the pews asking about that. What does the church teach about the environment?
Bishop McDonald says he doubts he'll get a chance to meet the new pope because the bishop is due to retire soon. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.